Let me tell you something.
Was there any changes that you think we should make to the agreement with Luca?
Look, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a big maiden, but yes, but you have more experience than me.
I sat with Goldie for a good few hours on that.
I could tell.
I mean, she puts it in the best English, you know. My written English is not.
No?
No.
Really?
Really?
Okay.
Let me show you something. This caught my eye. Here.
SGL received funds to develop a novel with SGL.
It's a big German group that makes carbon fiber.
To develop an innovative carbon fiber for thermoplastic applications. Carbon Commoner is in funds of just under 1 million euro from the Federal Ministry of Education and Research. Okay, so. No?
Read it. Okay. 2.9 million euros. Now, what I want to do, I think. That what I want to do is I want to write to them and I want to send a letter. I want to send a copy to, who's this guy from Augsburg, from the here, the Project Partners University of Augsburg. Yeah.
Augsburg, yeah.
Yeah. I think I know who that is.
How do you know?
Because I got to know him from Fritz. I don't know him, I mean, I haven't met him or anything like that, but I got to know about him from Fritz. The BMW group are very interested in this because they're producing a complete carbon car. Everything in that car will be carbon. There won't be any metal in it, and it's going to be cheap.
Vielleicht you can get him.
Who?
Vielleicht you can get him. Maybe you can get him.
Yeah.
To visit Luca at the same week as Natasha comes.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to show it.
You see, Luca told me, and I believe him, that he's got everything in his head to use the rollers for producing thermoplastics. And there's nobody else that does this. No one. No one does this.
Okay.
And
so why is he doing that?
And I do believe that he's got the design.
An image, yeah.
He said, all I need is
money. Then we all.
Right. But I think that if these people would put in some money for Luca to develop it, it would be part of their project. Anyway, it's worth a try.
It's worth a try.
So that's what I'm gonna. That's what I want to do.
Everything is worth a try, because honestly, I don't know how to move on with the UD. So
there will be a few companies like
the way Atlanta. I see it now is that he, I'm telling you, he's not interested in Natasha.
What do you mean? Why?
He talks to his Natasha. I know a lap dancer. Come on, Natasha. She's not. He's not. We're. I think that as far as this project goes, we're in a loop because my idea, of which is about selling it as is, and then worrying about
or thermoplastic.
Thermoplastic is a different project.
Yeah.
That is not feasible. I think mostly because he's not really interested in that. He's not interested in selling it as is. He is interested in the thermoplastics alone.
No, he's very interested. He wants the money. He needs the money.
Good. The fact is that
the problem is that most of the people who we contacted are not interested in dry fabrics.
That's impossible. Listen. There is, listen to me until then, hear my logic. There is currently a market for fiber carbon, number one. Number two, you just said no one does thermoplastics.
No, I didn't say no one does thermoplastic. Nobody makes thermoplastics in the way that Luca wants to do it.
Oh, so people make thermoplastics?
Yes.
I saw, and I showed it to you a few months ago, There's a market out there for dry carbon fiber. And that means that it is produced somewhere. People do produce it. It's impossible to say that it doesn't exist when there's a market for it. There's prices. There's a whole thing. People do produce fiber carbon. We sent 60 emails, which are not the way to go, but we did send 60 emails to companies, that had somewhere in their definition, in the description of the company, dry fiber carbon in one way or another. Okay? Including companies that do thermoplastics, they need an origin product to put the thermoplastics on, correct?
Yes.
You cannot make thermoplastics without having first created dry fiber carbon, right?
Right.
Correct?
Correct.
So that means, look, what Luca told me, he wants to sell one. That machine, that's all he cares about. Maybe you think differently, but that's what Luca told me. But it doesn't matter. If we can find two or three or four, we're not looking for 1,000.
Right.
If we can find two or three or four of these, that's all we need, as in terms of this product. But I do not feel, other than us sending out those emails, which I told you let's face it, we did not get not a single reply, not even a reply. This product is stupid. We're not interested. Nothing,
right.
As if we didn't send it.
Right.
But that was to anticipate.
Right.
Emails are not read. They're not only not read. They are. Filter and don't reach the inbox of people like that, because people like that, if they would have to read every thing someone says.
Let me just give you though an example. This company Comtex in America, we had a lot of
interaction,
and he said basically what they said was, look, we could use a machine like yours, but the amount, and we had this from one or two people, and certainly from the companies which I spoke to in Baltimore, they told me that, yes, they do use dry carbon fiber, but the quantities are not great enough for them to put in a machine to make, especially a machine like ours, which makes
But someone out there, so they buy it from someone.
They buy it from someone.
And that means that someone out there does produce a lot.
Yes, it's the big companies like Cytec and things.
So there are people who can use it.
Yes, there are people, but the problem is that... like Comtex said, for instance, they weave That's their main.
Again, anybody who uses thermoplastics, anybody, at some point in the production of the thermoplastic that they're using, someone produced UD.
Yeah.
There is no other way.
No, I mean, it could be woven, it could be...
Okay, but if they're using...
It could be...
Yes,
woven.
But someone someone
could
created...
Could be braided,
created dry material.
Yeah, yeah.
Nahon?
Yeah. Before you...
That is a fact.
Yes, yes.
Now...
But the problem is that the whoever does produce this dry are the big boys who've got... big quantity.
Well, maybe we have a better machine. If not, if our machine is better, so we can sell it. If it's not better...
I mean, from what Luca told me, this...
Luca told me it's not better.
What?
Luca told me...
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he was very bleak about everything. And he told me, I asked him, what are the advantages of this machine compared to other machines that create UD? So there is none.
So no, it's true.
But I believe that it's not true. I believe, my opinion is, and it's just my opinion, but I sat with this guy for 2 days, my opinion is that Luca has his mind set on thermoplastics. He doesn't care about this anymore. It's a psychological thing. He lost interest. Before, if I was picking him 5 years ago, so he could go on and on why this is so great. Nahon?
But he wants to sell this machine.
He wants to sell the machine. He wants to create the thermoplastic machine only as an excuse to sell that, if you ask me.
He wants
to get rid of it. He had a change of heart, but it's there because he didn't sell. Look, he's developing this thing for 12 years and he didn't make any money off it.
He's not.
That's the truth.
He's not been.
He gave up. But the truth is, it was never properly sold.
Never properly developed either. I mean, Fritz told him 7-8 years ago the only way to go forward is now to produce a machine to make thermoplastics. That's the market.
No, right? But this machine as is, he never tried to sell it. Why? Because Fritz sold it, maybe. But this machine as is was never, ever sold properly. To sell it properly...
The other problem was he wasn't able to make another machine unless he had the money. You see,
I agree.
Fritz, who put in money for the first machine that was sold to Roberts... Fritz put in the money, and according to the agreement that Fritz made with Luca, he was supposed to put in the another amount once his machine has been sold.
And
he never did.
For crying out loud, since I was in Chemnitz,
until
this day, only in Chemnitz, but it wasn't Luca. By Luca, I have never seen his machine actually ready to work. Yes, there's always another piece that he has to put in, but there's no machine.
It's ready now.
It's almost ready. Okay. This machine, if we want to sell this machine.
He showed it now to Selcom.
If you want to sell this machine, it has to be taken physically. And I know it costs money. If you don't have money, you can't make business. It has to be taken physically to these trade shows, and for day in and day out, we can't do it ourselves. We have to have another person. It's a lot of, and show it to people in the industry. And you have to get a big booth because it's a big machine.
Of course.
It is the only way to sell it. You cannot sell it by talking to people and sending them emails. I'm not trying to enforce my view. I'm just giving it. I believe...
You're 100% right.
I believe that because it wasn't properly introduced to the market, it wasn't sold. And because it wasn't sold, he got this, disheartened. And
And being Luca, he's not very rational about these things. He deals with things and he likes it or he doesn't like it, rather than good or bad. Okay. So he doesn't like it anymore. He doesn't want to know about it. It's just a thing for the thermoplastics. It's always for something that's over the next horizon. Now, when I spoke with you 6 months or 3 months ago, I don't know, a few months ago about this, when we first discussed it, I said, listen, the best way is to go to a taruha. If we can't, if Luca can't, if we can't afford it and so on, so we have to be able to show it there. That's why we started out this whole week presentation. But the week presentation, or month, or even, it doesn't matter. It can't be done with two emails, because people come to JEC, because they anyway come to JEC. That's why. Want people to come there. It's a long cycle. You know what a long cycle sale is?
Yes.
It means you have to visit the company and then talk to them and then find a time and then send the other guy to Luca and show him an actuality and then he talks to it's not like the Nest product.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. I believe
if you ask me
just one more sentence and then I'll shut up already.
Okay.
I'm being completely open when I'm telling you, if it goes on like this, if it's up to Luca, I guarantee the thermoplastics will never be sold.
Possible.
Yeah. Because, you know, he'll start developing, eventually he'll get some money, he will get it, he won't get it, he'll have trouble, 3 years will pass, and then some new technology will be in, and he just will need one more little machine to make the whole thing worth more.
Okay. Alright. But we, for the moment, have to get a website up and running well.
It's okay. Done.
Okay. So, if you would be so kind as to change the website, we discussed, like you've made notes about, then I will write to Luca's thing that this is what we've done.
Should I change the passwords?
Yes. This is what we've done now, and it's still on GoDaddy, right? Okay. Change your password. Tell them this is what we've done. This is what Luca requested us to do, and I'll be just nice to him and say, if you've got any suggestions, and I'll tell him what was wrong with his website. Okay.
That's up to you. You think they're up to you. I'm giving you that full.
All right. That's something we have to do. The next thing, which is getting more and more closer to us, is we have to work out after I send on Monday, I'll send the agreement and everything to Luca. We have to work out something for Gedalia, for
Rabbi Henry.
We have to work out something. And it's not only for them, it's also for the people that they are going to work through. And it's got to be something which is A, worthwhile for them. That's the first important point. B, it's got to be something which encourages them to look for higher selling point. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand, I disagree. But I accept it. I told you I disagree.
Why?
Because they are not our salesmen. They are our door openers.
I know, but the point is that they have got the connections with the customer.
Okay, what does that do with anything? That's why we need them.
That's why we need them. But just a second, just a second. The customer is going to ask, one of the first things is, what is this going to cost me? Even if it works fine, even if it's, what is it going to cost me? What are they going to say?
They won't be there alone.
They may be there alone, to start with.
No, that is not the idea. The idea is that they will open doors for you, for us. That is the idea. They are not supposed to be there alone.
I don't think we can... Yeah, right, but not alone. But the problem is Gedalia will not let go.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that. He will not let go. He's a bit of a bulldog. And
I don't know. A bit of a bulldog is not out of a job.
Okay, but he wants to have an agreement between him and Henry and whoever they use.
Not a problem. No, we have one agreement with Gedalia.
Whatever.
He shares it any way he sees
it. He shares it, whatever. Okay.
Okay. Fine. We have one agreement with Gedalia. Now, we come up with a price.
Okay.
Say 40 million euro. Period. Now he goes to these people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, let's assume we said 40 million euro.
Yeah.
He goes to these people and says 40 million euro.
Right.
There's two options. Number one, which will not happen, they'll say, great, we like it, let's take it. Number two, they'll say, what are you, out of your mind, nothing doing. Not that kind of money. So he will say, assuming we're not around, so he will say to them, okay, I have your answer, let me see what I can do. You know I'm not the owner of this. Let me tell you, no. And then he will come back to you, or to us, and give us some money and say, listen.
So are you recommending just a straight percentage?
Yes. A straight percentage by definition, a straight percentage gives anybody an interest, a sale, in a higher price. That's a definition of a percentage. Right?
Right.
If they get, say, 50%. So if they sold for 40 million euro, they'll get 20. If they sold for 80 million euro, they'll get 40. Percentage gives that. The way we built it with Luca is basically we are taking advantage of Luca. We're not taking advantage of him. But since he does not believe it will be sold, that's the truth. He does not believe it will be sold, Luca. And he needs money. And he says, I don't care. If I get, he told us, which was a mistake, from his pure point of view. If you give me, I want 4 million euro, leave me alone. Right? Since that happened, we built around the extra 50%. Right? But not because we would still want to sell, even if it wouldn't be that way, if we would get 15% just straight flat, we would still want to sell it more expensive.
Okay, but...
So, there's two different issues.
All I'm saying,
number one, then you're right about one thing, and that is that they need a price to start working with. Okay, we have to agree on a price. I do think that 30 or 40 million euro is a good starting point. Okay? And then it's negotiation, but it's not their problem. It's our problem.
30, 40 million is too much.
I disagree. Look about the things they buy and sell in this industry.
Okay. Let's leave
that aside.
Let's leave that aside.
Whatever that number is that we want.
What do we offer Gedalia?
I'm leaving that to you.
No, I want your input on this.
I would offer him, Gedalia, as a person covering the whole Henry and his people and Ad Sof Kol Adoros, I don't care if he brings in his wife, and his wife brings in her brother, and her brother brings in Samsung, and Samsung brings in someone else. Asaf Kol HaDoros. We should speak only to Gedalia as far as that goes.
Okay.
Our deal would be Gedalia.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say a minimum of 2% and a maximum of 5%. There's two.
He won't do it for 2%, I can guarantee.
Why? He mentioned the words finder's fee. Finder's fee is 2% or more.
Correct. But this is not just finder's fee.
He mentioned that.
I know, but this is not just finder's fee.
Look, we have another problem. And that is, it could eventually be sold for 4 million euro.
Correct.
Of which we get 15%.
Yeah.
Right? A true 15%. Yeah. Giving him 10% leaves us with 5%.
10%? We're not giving him
10%. So what I'm saying is, I don't know. I'm saying is, a minimum of 2%. I don't believe we should, even if he would agree for less because he's under pressure or something, I don't believe we should be talking about less than 2% because of his incentive.
No, he won't.
But I don't think
this is not a finder's fee.
Okay, I'm telling
this
you.
This is
fine.
This is much more than that.
2% to 5%. I'm giving, and from my point of view, I'm giving you the choice what to make of that. Maybe you can negotiate. Maybe you'll say 2%. You know, he'll say, "What? Are you crazy? I was planning to get 10%." And then we can settle on 5%. I don't know, but I'm saying until 5%. Let me tell you something. If indeed we are going to sell it in the tens of millions, so every 1%. Yeah, in hundreds of thousands.
We're not going to sell it in terms of
money. I believe we will.
No. I think we will sell it.
I believe we will, around, and not to them.
Around 10, 15.
I'm not, between the I'm not really worried.
Then there are psychological, you know,
Okay. I have my opinions. I believe Ada will sell it. If either we won't, we might not sell it. Chaval, I wanted to show this to you. I'm going to take a video for you today. Okay, let's show. Either we won't sell it,
mm-hmm.
which is a possibility because it exists
mm-hmm.
in some way, meaning the patent, we don't have what we think we have, which is a possibility,
mm-hmm.
or we will sell it. If we will sell it, we'll sell it. I am sure. One second, okay? Hello. My name is Yavi. אני בפגישה, אני לא יודע, דבר עם אמא, טוב? ביי. I am definitely sure if we sell it, we will sell it for, I can't say that, yeah, but in the tens of millions, and be not true. So I'm not really worried about that. But I'm saying, Louis it's clear that we do sell it through them. Look. A company like Panasonic sells air conditioners every year for billions of dollars, billions of euros every year.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming again this patent is indeed good. That means, for them, let's say, not double what they sell, but add 20%, take another 20% from the market.
But that doesn't come overnight, really.
In a year. Yes, it does.
It doesn't come overnight.
Yes, it does. Someone would come up with a patent, listen to me, that makes a car, regular car, every car, but it can go double the speed. It would happen overnight.
The channels of sales.
It would happen overnight. If you would sell it to BMW, they would spend any money on that, right? If you would have a patent that double speed the car without, you know.
Okay, let's not talk about it.
It's so in my opinion, we're talking about in the tens of millions of euros. And in my opinion, I do not believe these two tachshitim. But maybe I'm wrong. I've been known to be wrong before quite a lot. This is my opinion. This is my assumption. This is my working.
I think. Look, let's just talk about numbers just for a second. If we sell it, say, at 12 million. Just as an example.
Plenty of money for everybody to go around.
12 million euros. How much do we get out of it?
Without them?
No, with them.
With them, meaning without calculating, before we met him.
No.
If we sell it for $12 million.
Yes. Okay. What do we get
12 million euros.
Out of?
Okay, 12 million euros. The first 4 million, mm-hmm. Luca gets 85%.
Luca gets 4 million, 1 minute.
Minus 15%.
What? Minus 15%. 85%.
Right. So he gets 85%. Right. In other words, he gets 4 million minus 600. Which is, he gets 3,400,000 euros.
3,400,000.
From the first 4 million euros.
Okay.
We remain with 600,000.
Right.
Euro.
Right.
From the rest,
yeah.
Which is another 8 million euros.
Right.
We get 4 million euro, and he gets 4 million euro.
Right.
So we will be left with 4,600. Mm-hmm. And Luca will be left with 8 million exactly.
8 million.
Yeah. 8 million.
Let me just get this right.
No, he will get 7,400,000.
What did you say? The
first 4 million.
Yeah. Luca gets 4 million.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, from the first 4 million, Luca gets
-15%.
No, let me show you how to do it.
Which is 600,000.
Yes. So let me show you how to do it. Let me show you. Out of the first four million,
yeah,
right,
yeah,
Luca receives 3.4 million.
Right, we get 600,000.
I'm leaving this open.
Yeah,
Max KBD, MBD,
yeah,
gets 600. 0.6 million.
Right. Okay.
From the other 8 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Luca gets 4
right.
million.
Yeah.
Sunny, 7.4.
Right.
And we get another 4. So that's called 4.6.
Okay.
And
we have to pay from
now. Now, if we have to pay, say we're paying 5%.
5%. Okay.
So if we're paying 5%,
yeah,
we have to pay 1% is. Of 1% of 12 million is 120,000 times 5 is exactly 600,000.
Right.
0.6.
So we get net 4
million. So we get net 4 million, which is divided 3 ways or 2 ways or whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's if we sold it for 12 million euro.
Right.
Which is very reasonable. And they get 600,000 euro for opening the door for us, which is very nice. But if we sell it only for 4 million,
no, don't leave that.
If we sell it only for 4 million, mm-hmm, altogether, Luca still gets 3.4.
Mm-hmm.
They get.
Now what we get now?
Well, no, first what they get, because they get from the brutal.
Okay.
Nahan?
Yeah.
So Luca gets 3.4. They get 40,000 times 5, that's 200,000.
Yeah.
And we get 400,000. Yeah, 400,000.
Right. Right. In other words, they get half of what we get.
Right, because if it's a 4 million,
mm-hmm,
we get 15%,
mm-hmm,
of which, so we get 15%, mm-hmm, of which we're supposed to pay them 5.
Right.
So we're left with double what they get.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, everything is possible, but I don't think we should be looking at that.
No, we shouldn't be looking at
okay.
that. I think we should be looking at 10, 12, 15 million. I think that's And I think we should offer them 5%. Cover all their expenses, their contacts, their things, and we
if
will.
If they know anything about anything, when you will say to him, "Okay, I want to offer you 5%," he will. He's stupid if he doesn't. He will say, "Well, I was expecting 15." I bet. Okay, we'll see. Maybe 10. We'll say 10.
Yeah, Goldie. Yes. Have you finished? The problem is, Goldie, get in a taxi. I will pay you for the taxi money. And I've got to go to Danny soon. Danny will call any minute now. That's why I can't pick you up. Okay? Okay, get in a taxi. Do you promise me? Please, I will pay you for it. Get in a taxi. No, please, just get in a taxi. I don't want you to walk around in the heat. Please.
She doesn't take taxis.
Why?
Because that's how her parents did it.
To save money?
They never took taxes.
Okay.
So
that's the way it is. I think you should wait for him to see what he wants. And you know what I would do if I were you? Not to do it face to face. I would say, listen, let's talk about it. Tell him, because you're holding the strings here, not him.
I know.
Tell him, listen, I want you to send us a draft of what you think this should be, and we'll meet tomorrow to talk about it. And then you can see what he has in his mind, and you can relate to that. You know what I mean?
No, I think what we should ask for is their strategy of how they're going to.
Yeah. Tell them to prepare a piece of paper saying what they're going to do, what they need from us, and what's their time scope. And also, what kind of compensation they're expecting.
Right.
Okay? And once we get that, we can relate to it. Right now, you're guessing.
Okay.
And once you're guessing...
I think we'll leave this until after Tisha B'Av.
Okay. So let's talk about something else until Danny calls.
Okay.
You spoke to Rabbi Tipton. Oh, you started saying.
I spoke to him, but I couldn't get hold of the guy from the guy I wanted to talk to.
What about VTech?
I spoke to VTech. He wasn't in. Vincent. He wasn't in. So I've got to call back, that's all.
Would you like me? Okay.
So. You can call Vincent if you want.
No, you have the English and you spoke to him. I think it's better you speak. At this stage, at this point.
Maybe I'll call him now.
Okay, I'll make myself a cup of coffee. Let me
know. I'll put the kettle on.
I don't care. What do I care? There's a good advantage of small... Look, we can't be tied only to Rima Tipton.
Okay, I'll call back to Rima Tipton.
Don't you think so?
I'll call back to Rima Tipton.
Yes, but we can't have just Rima Tipton on our menu.
I know, Steve. If we don't get anything any further, we're going to not have a menu.
I agree. Okay, I'm pausing this. I prepared a coffee and I'm pausing this.
Okay, if you can just send me a short email back and I'll be grateful for that. Thank you so much. Okay, bye.
Now, let me try, what's the name again?
Rima.
Rima Tiptop.
Hi, Abba. Hello? My name? Yeah, stop it. Get you alone. Ken, Ken, you know, Mimi Shamatil Zashivua. Mishwa Mosh. Ah, Shinanitili. Go, Shaman. Go, Balon Shvut. על מה הרצית?
מה?
על מה הרצית?
זה כסף,
נו, ואיך לשם?
מאוד
היא אמרה לי שמגיעים מכל העולם. כן. מה אתה אומר? יפה, לא? אבל חם שם. כן. טוב. כן. טוב, רק התקשרתי להגיד שלום ומה העניינים ולשאול עם הכל טוב. בסדר, אני עכשיו יושב פה אצל מקסול, הוא מוסר חדש. עכשיו אני יושב פה אצל מקסול, הוא מוסר חדש. להתראות, ביי אבא. הלו? Who's he?
Discuss it with the managing director.
Of who are we talking about?
Rima Tiptop. And
did you ask him about if it's the type of tools they use?
He said he will. He said he will discuss it. He did not answer that question, but he said he will discuss it with the
And you'll speak to him tomorrow.
And he asked me to speak to him.
So we should talk. Okay. What do they do? What are we going to say to him?
What do you mean?
We have to set up a meeting with him if we want to. If he says, yeah, we might be interested, I want to see him. What do we do?
Have to set up a meeting.
So we should ask him when. We shouldn't decide when.
We have to decide when.
Why isn't this working?
They're in Leeds.
What's the city of Cameron?
In Yorkshire.
We are today on the 23rd.
Yeah.
Next week is Tisha B'Av, and it's too soon anyway. This is Tisha B'Av.
Yeah.
So, the earliest we're talking about August 2nd, August 3rd.
August bank holiday? What does that mean?
No, you can't go there. They're not working.
Why?
Because it's a bank holiday.
Nobody works. Why? What's the reason? They never understood that.
On a bank holiday.
Well, why do they have a bank holiday?
Don't ask me.
You do. You're British. You should know.
There are
how many bank holidays are there?
About four.
And for no reason at all, they just a random day.
Just a random day.
Nothing Christian. Nothing.
Banks are closed. Nobody works.
Just a vacation for no reason.
That's it.
Okay.
It's always on a Monday, so that it makes
a long week. Okay. Well, I could be there on the Tuesday.
Not good.
Not good. Why? Because it's after a bank.
Yeah.
So it can't be this week. So let's look at next week.
Following week, definitely.
This is August 9th. Doesn't seem to be anything special.
Let's wait until we...
No, I'll tell you what I have in mind. We can change everything any minute. But tomorrow when you speak to him,
yeah.
If he says I spoke to my boss and I'm not interested, so I'm not interested. No mom.
Okay.
But if he says I spoke to my boss and we could be interested, but I don't know, you can tell him our salesman is going to be there on week number or whatever this week is. What week is this? Whatever week this is, would you be interested to meet with him on that day, on that week?
Yeah, JJ. Hello? JJ? What's going on?
You have to have something in your mind to tell him, you know what I mean? Not to say, okay, so what we give him next. You have to have something in your mind.
What's the matter? Why is it cutting out?
You call him. Is that answering?
Not getting through. Okay. Yeah, JJ, what's on? I can't hear you. Please say that slowly. Now? Where are you now?
What happened?
Just cut out.
Calling from your regular phone. Okay, you need to go, I understand. I take it you need to go now.
I need to go.
Understand. I need to go too.
Okay.
So I will do the things on my list and we'll speak about this a little bit more. And tomorrow you'll call these people and
you'll call Gedalia.
And when you and when you hear from VTech, forward me the email. Okay?
Okay. And there's also Gordon to think about.
Let me look through. There's a few more people that I want to...
I'll tell you. I don't want to make it around Gordon. If I go to see Rima Tip Top and Vitek, so I'll go all to Gordon. And if he puts down money, why not?
Absolutely.
Why not, Nachon?
Absolutely. There's a few other people I can contact. Who are like Rima Tip Top in England.
Please do.
Okay.
Well, let's do the test. I'll tell you also why. Soon, the time is passing by fast. And then you mentioned, I didn't even think about it. Then we have September with all the Chagim and Rosh Hashanah, and we can't do anything. And Yom Kippur and Sukkot.
Yeah.
And then it'll be winter. Let's try to do it as best as possible. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, Shkoyev, thank you.
I'm coming down.
Oh. You going to Danny now? You help him with the council one
time. I don't go to Danny. There's a pickup point.
Oh, you picked the two-star?
No. The lorry comes to a given point in Yerushalayim.
And you pick up the
news? Not just me. All the distributors in the land of Yerushalayim pick up the news from that.
Fitting the car? I'm only taking two bottles for me and two bottles for a friend of us that lives in Shara Kesset when she doesn't live.
You're only taking all her stuff.
She does that herself. She has somebody.
I was going to ask you, by the way, if you switched your lights off.
What do you mean?
Are you sure you switched your lights off?
Yes. No, but it wasn't my fault. Apparently, I didn't leave them on. After I drove from here,
yes.
I stopped in the mall.
Yes.
For something I had to do.
Yes.
And it was also, it stopped. Apparently, the battery died. It wasn't the light. So I took a taxi. You hear? It was already 7 in the evening. I took a taxi to Talpiot. I bought a new battery. I took a taxi back to Malakhan. I switched the battery. And since then it's okay. But it was very hectic.
I can imagine.
You know, batteries die after a while.
How long did it last?
I had the car for 2 years. I didn't know. Yeah, but I have no idea when it was bought. Okay, see you.